The seventh trumpet of Revelation speaks of the first fruits. In the seventh chapter of Revelation, the four winds that blow upon the earth are held back until the 12 tribes are sealed. By Revelation chapter 14, these tribes are sealed in Jesus' name, that is, in the Father's name. This is the harvest of the first fruits purchased by the blood of the Lamb. And the voice of the angel of the seventh trumpet finishes Jesus' purpose bound in the testimony of his prophets. And in these things, the Feast of Weeks and the Feast of First Fruits. In the same chapter, we also see those multitudes and the nations who have not rested in the faith of Jesus or kept his commandments, but have bowed to church creeds and have taken the mark of men's teachings. And this is the third woe. This harvest is cast into the winepress, and in the seven plagues that follow these seven trumpets are either cleansed in great tribulation or pass into perdition. This and that is the Feast of Ingathering and Tabernacles. In Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, we hear, "And the seventh angel sounded, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign for ever and ever." Before Moses died, the Spirit of Christ in him allotted to each tribe a portion of their inheritance in the law. And the fiery law in the right hand of the existing one, Moses declared, when forth from Sinai the prophet Habakkuk saw, as 10 horns in the hand of the Almighty. And the 10 horns Daniel was told by the angel of 10 kings, the apostle John in Revelation saw upon the head of the dragon. And while these 10 kings in the book of Revelation are given dominion and rule upon this earth, the Spirit says, they have received no kingdom as yet. And when the prophet Jeremiah spoke of the new covenant, whereby the Lord would write his law within our hearts, he revealed in Israel who exist in the ordinances of God's word, who when Jesus said the kingdom of God is within us and promised he would dwell in us, he spoke of finishing those things uttered by his promise, by his prophets. And when the Spirit of Christ and Paul revealed at the last trump, this earthly tabernacle will be changed. And when Jesus and Peter said we are living stones built up a spiritual house in Jesus Christ, then it was, and it is, and ever shall be, the spirit of prophecy in them all, bringing forth an Israel born of Jesus' testimony. And then comes the covenants of Christ, New Jerusalem, whose 12 foundations are built upon the cornerstone of Jesus' faith. And those who believe, whose four walls are living stones, whose length, depth, and height are equal, because the measure of Christ's law, gospel, and spirit are equal and one in them, and whose 12 gates are 12 angels, whose prophecies give birth to an Israel of God, heard in the voice of Jacob's wives who named their 12 sons, and promised in the blessings of Jacob, who adopted Ephraim as his own, and named him Israel before he even blessed his own sons. And from them the seeds of God's oath to Abraham, a multitude of nations and a line of kings, which harvests in Revelation were first divided to Adam's sons in Genesis. This is God's purpose bound in his prophets finished, amen. And so this earthly covenants in us become spirit, and the kingdoms of this world and the covenants of Christ, they become the kingdoms of the Lord in us and of his Christ in us, and shall reign forever and ever. And in these things, brethren, the seven trumpets finished and seal those things and have put away the first fruits sealed to God. However, in the harvest of ingathering that follows, the multitudes of nations and the seeds of Ephraim's idolatry, born of Jesus' testimony, corrupted in the nations and in our churches, having bowed to the doctrines of the beast, that is the creeds of men, they are gathered into the winepress of the wrath of God. And in the seven plagues, they are either cleansed or put to death. And in these things, brethren, is a great mercy in the height of God's praise upon those who have fallen, upon the blind and upon the naked. In the plagues is the blessings and the truth and the true love of God upon those who have fallen. In the plagues we see the everlasting mercies promised in David. And in Jesus Christ's name I believe and I pray they partake and they take in your heart and in your soul, that they may grow into an understanding that only Jesus Christ himself can give. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless his word in you. For he alone is the Lord God Almighty. God is one Lord, and Jesus is both Lord and Christ. And if you are baptized in his name, amen. If you repent of your sin of unbelief and of your church doctrines, and if you believe that Jesus Christ is the same Lord, the same existing one that Moses wrote of, and if you believe, as Peter said, that he is both Lord and Christ, amen, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, then you shall receive Jesus' Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, and that truth shall lead you into everlasting life. Now I pray these things, brethren. Whether you are rich or poor, whether you are blind or whether you see, I pray that the Lord Jesus Christ bless these things in your soul. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.